I trust that, and this has been my prayer, that you would be encouraged as you hear about what God is doing through house churches around the world. And I trust that you will also be inspired. Inspired that you too, if you're not already doing so, could start a house church or a neighborhood group with unsaved people and reach out to them that way. And so what I'm going to do is give you just a brief overview of where we're going this afternoon. We're going to look at some different parts of the world and see what God is doing through house churches. We're going to look at characteristics of church planting movements, and these are common characteristics that are true of virtually all of these house church movements. And then finally, getting started. What if God is putting on your heart to be a part of a house church or to grow another house church? How would you go about doing that? So house church case studies, let's take a look around the world. First of all, worldwide, it's approximately, it's estimated that worldwide there are approximately 450 million Christians who are a part of conventional churches. I pastored in a conventional church for 16 years. This is a typical church with a church building, certain structures and traditions, and many, many Christians are a part of these around the world. It's estimated 10 million are involved in cell-based churches, and another 450 million in simple organic structures such as house churches or meeting outside. Now, obviously, it's hard to really gauge how many Christians there are in the world. Some would say there's more than a billion and so forth. But this gives you at least an idea of the types of structures that God are using in reaching people and making disciples. And I think it's exciting. It's not an either or. It's a both and. God is creative. Way more creative than I am. And so he is using many different ways to reach people for himself.